Perfect timing, but I'm
I'm
so unprepared.
so wildly unprepared. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
where life this week has made sure that we are wildly unprepared to record, but it's on brand. We are incoherent today.
Very much on brand. I am Karen from Camp Half-Blood.
I want to be from Camp Half-Blood. I'm Mandy of the Auric Guild.
Welcome back to the podcast. It has been a week, a
yeah.
day.
It's been let me a tell you this about wild. Let me tell you this about Camp Half-Blood. So I don't have it anymore because my yard floods. If anybody in like a 10 state radius gets rain, we flood. Mm-hmm. But I used to have this like one of those signs that says like this way to Valaris and this way to Terrace. And that one, like the top one, was Camp Half-Blood.
Love.
It's Love. Laying in my yard. I need to go revamp it and put it back up.
For sure. In our timeline, it is Pie Day, March 14th. I need to go get some pie.
My husband said he was mad because he thought when he got home there would be pizza. And we had red beans and rice. He wasn't mad, but he was like, well, what are we doing? I said, listen, when I talked to you at lunch, I told you you should bring home pie and you didn't. So
that's on you, buddy.
Who failed us?
And in y'all's timeline, it is March 22nd. That's wild.
We could have just left it at Pie Day and left everyone happy.
Everybody's happy but us. We make everybody else happy.
Hello ourselves. From the past.
All right, Mandy, what'd you do this week in fangirling?
Not a lot of anything. It's been a doozy. Mm-hmm. I've been reading The Stray Spirit by R.K. Ashwick, but I'm not going to tell you anything about that because I'm going to let her a little bit later. Today, I started the audiobook for Infinity Kings by Adam Silvera because suddenly I realized, oh my God, it's out.
Yeah.
Already. I don't know why I was thinking it was coming out later. So but I started listening to that because the second book lands in a cliffhanger where you are screaming like, baby, what is she doing?
Oh my God.
So I was very glad to realize that it was out and I still had some time on Spotify.
Nice.
It on Spotify because I had listened to Lore of the Wilds on that. I can't really tell you anything about it because
it's book three in a trilogy.
It's the third book in a trilogy. Yeah. It's like there are characters that exist.
And there's a world and things are happening.
And there's a world and things are happening. And there are Infinity Kings. Two of them. I watched Vanderpump Rules. Sheena is starting to realize that she misses her friend, Tom Sandoval, and that he has not only betrayed Ariana, but he's betrayed the whole group with Scandoval and cheating. And so she is starting to be not sympathetic to him. Like they have this retreat at Lake Tahoe where this yoga master lady comes out and she's trying to do this like team building activity. And Sheena just starts sobbing and she's like, I want to hate you. You ruined not just your relationship with her, but your friendship with me. And they were very close. She said that like during COVID, she had like no money because they weren't working. And she woke up one day to just thousands of dollars of like Venmo from him to help her get by. And so she's like, he was such a good friend. And like, I'm grieving this yeah. friendship. And Ariana is like, I will not have mutuals with him. So if you have any, you know, contact with him other than what you have to do for the show,
right.
I will cut off. And that's her best friend. And so she's like, well, what do I do? I don't know. I feel like it's a bit much. People get cheated on reality TV all the time. And while it's shocking, she got a lot. This girl is on Broadway right now.
Yeah.
Doing Chicago. People train their whole lives to be in Chicago and you get handed it because you got cheated on. Like, I'm not on ever going to be on Team Sandoval. I've never liked him. I've hated him from the first episode. He's obnoxious, whatever. But she's getting like millions of dollars in deals and she's everywhere. And I'm just like, we got to stop milking it at some point and get a new storyline. But I also have to remember that the show is happening like months after and yeah. not like now.
Right.
Then I watched the reunion for Love is Blind. The only real notable thing was they pulled out the guy who you found out had like a real life girlfriend and was saying like, I'm going to say whatever I want to get on TV. They had him come out and they're like, what do you have to say for yourself? And he just kind of sits there and doesn't say anything. He's like, I don't know what you want me to say. And he finally says, I'm a toxic person. I'm toxic.
Shit.
Yeah, and everybody on the stage is like, duh,
Yeah.
dummy. It really wasn't as like great as I thought it was going to be. There weren't any like explosive moments or like juicy tea other than like bringing him out. He looked like such a loser. He's got like this weird mullet and he's all hunched over and he's got a beard, but he did like these sharp lines right here.
What the
It's
hell?
terrible. I will send you a picture after this.
Ugh.
It is terrible. It's awful. And then there was like a love triangle with the guy who shared his location but forgot he had an Apple Watch and drove to see the other girl in his
Oh.
love triangle. I didn't talk about this last week.
No, you only talked about the square.
Okay, so there's this guy, Jeremy, and then there's Laura and Sarah Ann. He ends up proposing to Laura. They go on the trip to the Dominican Republic. They come back, they move into their little apartment together. Everything is great. Well, one night he goes out and he doesn't come home until like 6 in the morning. Okay. And he comes back and he tells her, like, I shared my location. And she's like, great. And he says, I was at this bar all night. I was at this bar with some of the guys from Love is Blind. And he said, but I do want to tell you, Sarah Ann was there. And he said, and I started to not even go, but he said, I don't want to feel like I can't go somewhere with my friends because this girl is there. He's like, so I had my location on. I'm coming to tell you, yes, she was there. Yes, we spoke, but that's it. And she's like, so you mean to tell me you were in a parking lot until 5 o'clock in the morning and then you drove home? And he says, yes, you can check my location. I
Oh,
was
is this cl wait, is this the
Jeremy.
one? Oh no. There's that one guy with the mom who I really liked. She was like on the show talking to like,
Jessica? Jessica's the
no,
mom. Oh,
maybe.
Clay. Clay's mom.
Yeah.
Clay's mom is the queen. No,
Love
this isn't
her.
him.
Okay.
Clay is an idiot and he lost the best thing that would have ever happened to him because AD was, if anybody on that show was like quality, it was AD. And he said no to her. Spoiler alert. So, anyways, Jeremy, I had my location on. There's no reason for you to feel any kind of way. Like, it was all fine. And she's like, okay, well, that's interesting because you forgot you had your Apple Watch on when you left your phone in that parking lot to go up to this area where Sarah Ann lives. And he's like, okay, so actually, I gave her a ride home, but nothing happened. And she's like, why would I trust you? Like, you've
Right.
just been caught in a lie. Why would I trust you now?
Literally.
Literally, why would I trust you now? So I swear nothing happened. Nothing happened. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. And then come to find out the bar that he was talking about doesn't even have a parking lot. So they bring out Sarah
God.
Ann. They have been dating for the past year. She looked, listen, this is like, I don't like to make fun of women. Okay. I genuinely don't, unless they're like trash bag women. Okay. But she came out looking like Lizzie McGuire styled her. Hot pink, skin tight dress, body glitter, the like really curly top updo with the curls springing out, really like 2000s makeup.
What?
I was like, who did this to you? Was it Lizzie? I felt like a enemies to lovers boyfriend. Who did this to you? You need to fire this stylist, whoever this is. This is a crime,
Oh
what has
my
been done to you.
God.
So yeah, that was pretty like shocking. And Laura wasn't his fiance. Obviously, they broke up. Wasn't there. Oh, there was like a pool party or like a lake party right after they broke up that they all had to go to. Sarah Ann shows up and Jeremy is like, I know my ex-fiance from yesterday is sitting right there. Why don't we get on jet skis and go ride jet skis together?
Oh my God, why are these people?
So we're just,
What?
I'm just sitting there like, I am a very, like the show husband can tell you, I'm a very chill wife. Like I
Yeah.
trust you until you give me a reason not to. He never has. Like I don't, whatever,
Right.
you know, I'm not gonna be where I'm not a violent person. The way that lake would have turned into boiling hot magma just from my eyes alone, I would have ended them all. What are you doing? What are you do? We just broke up. What are you doing? You're gonna go play on your jet skis? Are you kidding me? I will kill you. I will end
What?
you.
What? Oh
And then,
my
of course,
God.
at the reunion, he's like, it wasn't my best look. Are you
No shit.
seriously? No
No
shit,
shit,
Sherlock.
Sherlock.
Yeah.
Wow.
I need to like go back and like compile like a highlights moments for you to go watch of just like the things that'll have you like, what?
Yes. I need to feel better about
What?
my life.
It real that's what I Josh hates Vanderpump Rules. He's like, this is like the trashiest reality show. I
But
don't
it'll make you feel so
understand.
good about your own
I'm
life.
like, I'm always thankful for my life. I was like, but I'm so thankful for our relationship. I'm so thankful for my friends. I know that none of my friends would ever sleep with you behind my back and destroy our home. I can trust
Right.
all of my circle. I don't have any of this. So it makes you grateful for what you
Yeah.
have, which you shouldn't need a show for that, but oh my God.
It's just like a reminder. Like, every now and then, like, you're grateful for your life. Yeah. But every now and then, it's nice to just have a reminder of how
Everybody
grateful
has,
you are.
you have bad days and you're like, everything sucks. And then the universe is like, girl,
Let me tell you about this.
Sandoval's girlfriend cheated on him with his bestie in their bed with his condoms. That's years ago, but still, it didn't happen to me.
My God.
Wouldn't happen to me. My people are great.
Bonkers. My God.
Anyways, that was my week. Just a little bit of reading and some trash reality, and then just chaos. It's been a
Chaos.
chaotic week.
Chaos is a good way to describe it.
What did you do this week?
I read Between Fate and Failure by Amber D. Lewis, and I can say absolutely
Oh.
nothing about it
My next
because
read.
it was a beta read, but I will say, if you have read her first series, you're gonna love this one.
I can't wait. I probably start it tonight when we are done recording.
It's so good. It's so good.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited for everybody to read it. And then I decided that I needed to do a reread of the Percy Jackson series after watching Percy Jackson
So
because it's
good.
been a while since I read it, and so I was like, I kind of want to see how close to the source material they st stuck to, because it's been a really w long time and my memory's really bad. So I'm like, I really liked the show, but how close to the books was it? And I gotta say, it was pretty darn close.
I thought I
Like,
remembered. I think the
yeah.
only thing, spoiler, 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 I remember is them adding Hephaestus to the Tunnel of Love. I don't think he was there in the book.
He was not.
I feel like that's the
No.
only thing where I was
Well,
like,
there were little changes, like during in the Tunnel of Love, like in the show, it was just Annabeth and Percy, but Grover was there in the book. So there were
yeah,
like tiny, tiny
tiny
changes.
little things.
I really don't think I need to explain the plot of Percy Jackson.
If we do, you are in the wrong podcast. You are
Absolutely wrong
listening to the wrong thing.
podcast.
And if you've never read Percy Jackson, how dare you?
I would dare say stop right now and go read it
Yes,
because
please.
we love Percy Jackson.
Oh my gosh.
My
Formative years reading.
favorite thing about doing this reread, and I only read the first book so far, but my favorite thing that I really liked about it was that the people who did the show really took the time to like cast people based on the essence of the character rather than their physical descriptions. Because I feel like it's such a little thing, because in the book, Annabeth is described as being like blonde haired and all that. And obviously she's not in the series, but that doesn't change who she is as a
Anything about
character.
her?
Yeah. And they really like the actors that they cast for the show are those characters. And they cast those actors because they would do the best part for the
And they're
show.
not 17-year-olds trying to be a 12-year-old.
And it was just, I loved it so much because it you truly get like the characters come through
They come
these
right through,
actors because that's who they are. And it's such like a little change, but it's so powerful because it means so much to so many people. Like,
People
not
get
only are
really.
you
You go ahead. No, you
I
go
was gonna
first.
say, not only are you like capturing the essence of the story, like what makes it so great, but you're allowing for diversity to be represented in the media so that more people can see themselves. And you're not changing anything about the story at all.
That's what I was going to say. It does, people get so spun up on a Black Little Mermaid, and it's like,
But
really?
like,
Come on. Come on. It doesn't matter. It's
I just,
2024.
and honestly, if you're really bothered by these changes specifically, I just, tell me you're racist without telling me you're
Yeah.
racist, you know? Like
It's like whenever people
it.
got so bent out of shape that they cast a black woman to play Hermione Granger. I've read Harry Potter books a million times that never describes the skin color for Hermione Granger. It says bushy hair and buck
Yeah.
teeth.
So it's like,
She could be any race.
but like even then, like even though Annabeth is described physically in the book, the choice of who plays her based on physical appearance, it doesn't change who she is as a character. Like her blonde hair is not a central part of who she is.
What's the Neil Gaiman show that they gender bent some characters and people were all upset about too? And it's like, shut up. This doesn't change the story. Shut
Right.
up.
The story stays the same. The story has not changed.
Yeah.
And that's the most important part to me. Like,
Right. And
it's
with the
so good.
mermaid, has anybody heard Halle Bailey sing?
Right?
I mean, who else is going to play Ariel? Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I really enjoyed my little reread of book one, and it was basically the entirety of the first season. So I guess I'll wait until season two to read book two. I don't know. Because I feel like if I read it now, I'm gonna forget by the time it comes out. I started reading The Last Blood Carver by Vanessa Lay. It is a debut novel, and the beginning of the jacket copy on Goodreads says that it has the tantalizing romance of these violent delights. And I kind of just stopped right there.
You're like,
If
say
I
less.
I'm like, if I honestly, if I hadn't picked up the book specifically for the cover, which I don't have it with me to show you, it's gorgeous though. But if I hadn't picked it up just for the cover alone, I would have picked it up for just that one line
It's like
because
when
I'm
we
in.
can't announce, we can't say it yet, guys, but we got an email recently about a book that said it was Crescent City meets Hunger Games. And we were
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I didn't
Say
even keep
less.
reading. It was like, all right, give me that.
Right. So this book comes out on March 19th. So I guess it'll be out by the time this episode's out. It follows Nika, who is a blood carver, someone who is able to alter human biology with just a touch. They are considered myth in the city of Thumis. I don't know how to pronounce any of these things. I'm reading a physical copy, so I have
Well,
no idea.
I don't know. I'm not going to
And
correct you.
it's and So, blood carvers are considered a myth, but even so blood carvers are believed to have come from the island of Yurong, and they are like darker skinned people. And so, when they're in the city of Thumis, they stand out more. And so, even though blood carvers are believed to be a myth now, there is still prejudice against people who exhibit Yurongese heritage. And this city is very industrial and very like technological. And so blood carving is seen more as like monstrous and like serial killery than healing, even though blood carvers, which is not what they call themselves, are actually more about healing and doing good than, you know, like murder. So, anyways, Nika has been hiding in Thumis as a sham medicine healer, where like she comes in where regular doctors are like, oh, there's nothing to be done. But she gives them like medicinal, you know, kind of like Eastern medicine, herbal remedies kind of things. And she has been hiding in the city for several years now because all of her family has passed away. And then one day she goes to like a client's house where she is performing this fake medicine routine because that's the only way that she can earn money. When she actually starts feeling bad for the couple because it's very clear that this man is doing something that he doesn't really believe in because he wants to save his wife. And so she does what she is called to do and heals the wife without, you know, the husband knowing. But because the husband has these prejudices, he has called the butchers. And think of them as
Jesus.
like the seedy underground,
I'm
seedy
scared of the
underbelly of the city.
butchers.
Yeah. So they are like the underground. They like get all the black market stuff, including people and animals, and sell them off to, you know, aristocratic families. So Nika gets taken by the butchers and she is sold to an aristocratic family who are desperate for her to heal a family friend who also happens to be the only witness to what they believe is their father's murder, even though
Ooh.
it has been kind of hush hushed in the public. They've kind of played it off as an accident, but behind the scenes they're like, we think there was a murder. And so they want Nika to heal him so that he can, tell them what happened that night. And this family is like super rich. They're like, if there was royalty in the city, this would be the family. And she doesn't like the idea of helping them, but she tries anyways because they're offering her money and, there's not much she can do. And so she tries and finds that there is something like blocking her ability to heal this man. And it feels like the same kind of thing that blocked her from saving her mother many years ago. And so now she's like, I'm going to use all of your resources to research
How to
the
fix this
anatomy
and
and
how
all of
to,
that and see if I can get past this block to heal him, because that will make me feel like I've redeemed myself, kind of thing.
Like in No Way Home.
Oh, yeah. And
Yeah, I
so,
couldn't do it for them, but I did it for you.
And so that's where I'm at right now. That all sounds very spoilery, but that's like really,
I
like
know. I'm like, my
basically,
God, you're gonna tell me the whole book.
no, that's like, there's so much more that still has to happen. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen. There's like this physician's assistant who is like suspicious of her, and I feel like he's supposed to be like the Roma to her Juliet. So I'm like interested to see them interact
Get
more.
me.
It's definitely giving enemies to lovers, and I'm very excited about it. So, and this is like the first book, I think, in a duology, so I'm also nervous.
Oh no, I can't believe you read it so early.
I know, but it looked so good.
Who are you?
It's so pretty. I don't know.
You know what else is pretty?
Your face.
Throne of Glass. You know what else is pretty? Dorian. Aiden. Lorcan
La.
Salvatierre.
So that is that. I also finally started Infinity Sun by Adam Silvera. My audiobooks came through on Libby, so I am listening to that when I can. I started it on the drive to work yesterday, but I stopped it when I got to work because I had a lot of work to do, and it felt like something that I wouldn't be able to pay attention to
You need to pay
while
attention,
I was
yeah.
working. So I was like, I'm a pause, even though I really don't want to, because the part that I pause, Emil has just gotten his powers. And so I'm like, I have to stop. Dang
Those
it.
rays of sunshine,
So
man.
I'm like anxious. I'm hoping that my workload is less tomorrow so I can keep listening, but I don't think it's gonna be. So it's gonna be a rough day tomorrow. So that's where I'm at. I'm like, it's good timing because I'm like, Infinity Kings is out now. So like I can binge all three. Like my hold came through at such a good point because like officially they're all out now. So I'm like,
I
okay.
know, you don't even have to wait.
I am so excited. So yes, that was my week. And also I'm reading The Stray Spirit by R.K. Ashwick.
Do you have a fictional boyfriend of the week?
I do, and you're gonna understand none of this, but it is Bash from Between Fate and Failure.
Oh, I already know I'm in love.
I'm the
You don't
mo
have to tell me.
literally the moment Amber posted like his character card and description, I was like, Your Honor, I love him. I love
Remember
him.
that time? I don't even remember what it was about, but I was like, bitches are gonna love this. It's Karen. She's bitches. I saw that character art and I was like, oh, all of us.
I
She
am
knows her
happy.
audience.
I am happy to confirm that I am in fact in love with Bash. I love him so much. I can't wait
Just
for
like
you.
with Alec,
I
I knew. I
cannot
just
wait for
know.
you to meet him. I love him so much. So much. Yeah. So that's my fictional boyfriend this week.
That's a good, yeah. I'm sure he'll be mine next week.
Okay. Do you have one this week?
I had one in my brain. Well, I like Emrys, Emery Carrick. Emrys? Emery? Emery
Emery.
Carrick. Emery.
You do love Emery.
Yeah, but then I also love Wyatt from, I don't think you meet Wyatt until Infinity Reaper.
I
I
do
don't
not
think
know a
Wyatt's an
Wyatt.
Infinity Son. You would not have met Wyatt this early. I just can't remember if it's the end of Infinity Son or in Infinity Reaper when Wyatt comes out.
Okay.
But okay, listen, every time an audiobook narrator gives a male character an English accent, it's Tom Hiddleston. I don't care that they're supposed to be teenagers. So he's got this English accent. He's so sweet and I just love him. And there's a triangle and I want it to be one way and I don't think it's gonna be that way and I'm nervous.
Wait, is Wyatt the one who goes to the Phoenix room when Emil is talking to, there's a British guy in Infinity Sun. Like Emil goes to work
I
and
don't
he...
think so.
Okay.
There's a guy who it was like a teacher type or like a boss type
No.
person in the museum.
Though there is a bot, but before he like runs into the boss, because he goes to work before like his shift, and he's walking around where like the Phoenixes are, and then there's a British guy who's like, "Hey, can I get a tour? I have to leave, so I can't get the actual tour." And he like walks around with him, and then the professor guy comes and is like, "Don't you need to go to work?"
I do not remember that scene,
Okay.
but I also read Infinity Sun and Infinity Reaper like back to back. I thought Wyatt came in later, like later,
I mean, he's
because
only been
there's.
in that one scene, so it could just be like a random British guy.
Yeah, it could be. I don't
I
know. And
do
I
not
look at me
remember his name.
flipping through the book like I'm going to see an accent
Right,
presented here.
exactly. That's exactly what's going to happen, obviously.
Anyways, I love Wyatt.
Okay.
I'm nervous. My tummy hurt.
I'm really nervous to get to Infinity Kings because I follow Adam on Instagram and he talked a lot about writing Infinity Kings and I know things are gonna happen and I'm not ready. I've just
Listen,
started and I'm not ready.
the end of Infinity Reaper, I nearly drove off the road and I had my steering wheel and I was like, what?
Oh my God.
Oh, name redacted. Name redacted. What are you doing?
Oh, we
Yeah.
know Adam knows what he's doing.
I'm gonna get some unhinged text messages from you. I can feel
Oh,
it.
absolutely. I'm prepare for chaos because it is happening. My God, I already know that I'm gonna lose it with this series. I already know.
Let me see something really quick.
Okay.
Jupiter Music. Let's see.
I'm gonna spit out
Oh,
my
it tells
water.
me nothing. I was gonna see if it says like when Wyatt first appears. Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Oh, here. Do, 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 do,
Don't
do.
actually know what our song
Where is it?
is.
No, it doesn't say anything.
That's rude,
So
but
it just
well.
says his name.
Well, we'll find out probably next week.
Yeah, we
Actually,
could do a
probably not.
correction.
Actually, not because I'm gonna be starting with, we're recording earlier next week, so I might not even get there.
True. Well,
So,
when we get to when you get like when you first hear the name Wyatt, you can be like, unless he was that guy in
right,
the
in the
museum,
museum.
he shows up in drumroll, please.
I will make a note of it. I will make a note. Just be like, this
Yeah.
is where he shows up, guys. Just so everybody's clear.
Or if they're like, hey, Wyatt from the museum, you can be like,
I was
was
right.
that guy? Yeah.
Go me.
It's been like a week and a half ago.
That's like
I
light
read
years.
Infinity Sun Infinite when I was sick.
Oh, like
That's
that's even
gone.
that's
That's
nothing.
gone.
Yeah.
That's completely gone. I don't have those memories anymore.
I love it. I love it.
I was sick and breathing in paint fumes.
That the fact that you remember anything at all. That sound means we have an intruder
The
alert.
repeat offender.
You guys,
Woo!
we have R.K. Ashwick back to promote The Spirit Well, which is the
Yay! I've got
sequel
the
to The Spirit.
stray spirit up so that we can
Perfect.
do both.
We can do
Aww.
both. So, we are so excited to have you back. Full disclosure, I have not finished the first book yet.
Yeah, we're close. We're both
We're
close.
both having very chaotic weeks, and so reading has taken like a back seat to everything, which is really sad because we're really excited to read them.
Yeah.
But like
I'm
life,
like,
you know?
everybody leave me alone. I just want to read. I heard
You hear?
the
She's like yowling right now. I'm
coworker.
so
We heard her.
sorry.
Oh my God.
No,
Don't
never
ever apologize,
apologize.
Pet.
Oh my God, we love them here.
Ever.
So, I know that the Spirit Well is like the second book in a series. Like I said, we haven't quite finished the first book, so I don't know how like spoilery book two would be for book one. So, are you able to give like an elevator pitch for book two, or maybe just the whole series as a whole, whichever you think is less spoilery? or easier for you, or
They
whatever
are
you want to
directly
do.
connected. It's not like a series of standalones. And so, yeah,
Okay.
the synopsis for book two is pretty spoily for book one, but I can kind of adjust it a little bit. So in The Stray Spirit, just to kind of give a spiel of the whole series, in The Stray Spirit, Emery the Bard gets a forest spirit named Aspen stuck in his lute hours before like the biggest performance of his life. Now his lute is talking. So he has to figure out how to help the spirit. He runs into his scholarly ex-girlfriend in the process. Unfortunately, his ex-girlfriend is very smart and is just the person who can fix this problem. So they have to team up. They go on all sorts of adventures. They save the day because I don't write sad endings. And then the spirit well is just sort of like the natural consequence of, okay, they had a victory at the end of book one. They are kind of at an elevated status at book two. What problems or, kind of what does high society look like in this world? What is their next problem to solve? What is the next step in the Emery Cal second chance romance? And so, yeah, that's kind of my non-spoilery pitch for those two books.
I love Aspen so much I could die from
Oh my
it.
God, they're
Lots of people
so
like
cute.
Aspen.
They're so cute.
They're so cute. And when they turn into a wolf, especially, I just like I have a Yorkie. And since they're described as small, it like I'm like, it's like me. They seem so innocent and so like, I don't know. They don't know a lot of our words. And so they're like,
They're also
you've only
like
been here for 40 winters? That's very long.
So where did this story originate from? Where did this idea come from?
It's so silly because it was during COVID, like so many other writers. I wanted to write something during COVID because what else was I doing with my life other than, I guess, surviving? But I didn't know what I wanted to write about. And this was back in like, I guess technically it was pre-COVID 2019, and then I rewrote it in 2020. But I went to the NaNoWriMo site and I downloaded like a book planner for middle schoolers. And it was like, throw together all like the things that you really like things that interest you, just put them on the page. And I put a bunch of things down, but three of them were bards, possession dynamics, and caves. Because I had just watched Full Metal Alchemist, and so that's where the possession dynamic came in. That one, like, I want to say it's greed who's possessing somebody. I don't remember the names. Someone else listening will know and will shame me for not knowing. It's fine. But I had put those three things down. And I was like, okay, what can I do with this? And that's kind of how I came up with the idea for Stray Spirit. So I wrote a terrible, terrible first draft in 2019. 2020 wasn't doing anything. I was like, I'm just gonna see if I can, like, I don't know, completely rewrite it. And then just kept editing it from there.
I love that so
That is
much.
so cool. Look, middle schoolers can write great things too, and like a starting point, like a little guide. There's no
Yeah,
shame.
it was fun and simple and cute. I just felt very silly, like downloading this packet that was very much intended for like 12-year-olds being like, what do you want to write about? I'm
But I
sitting
guess that
there
makes
like
it
a
a lot less
20-something.
overwhelming, though. That makes it less
That's
like
true.
if it was for 30-year-olds, it would be more, you have to do it. I don't know. I feel like it would be more
It would be
scary, more
too much.
daunting. Yeah. Look, that's a great starting point.
I love
Yes.
that.
So you wrote this before Arrival Most Vile, right?
Yes.
What's it like? I mean, flipping between worlds and writing a different vibe.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. My mom
Yeah,
asks me
like
this all the time, actually. She's like, how do you just go back and forth between them? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not like going from grim dark to cozy. They're both still like in the fantasy romance realm.
Right,
It's
yeah.
just that I think Rival has I want to say a slightly more modern voice, at least for the dialogue. I feel like I can get away with just a little bit more there, like Banneker, saying dude all the time. I would not be doing that in Stray Spirit or Spirit Well because it is a little bit more, it doesn't take place in the Regency world, but it's very Regency vibey, flavory.
Definitely.
More so in the Spirit Well, absolutely, because we're getting into like high society and there's a social season and kind of all the stuff that comes with that. But yeah, I don't think it's a nice change of pace going between the two. Like if I'm completely tired of writing about bards and spirits, I'm like, I can just go write about my potion boys and it's all good. I
Yeah.
love that. They're so fun. So these characters are so, I don't know, they're so comforting. Like
I know. I don't know how you do it.
all of the characters that you have, they're always just so comforting, even though they can be chaos at times. How do you manage those? Like, because they are very chaotic at times. And yet,
I don't know about Karen, but I'm on the edge of my seat. Like, one of them's got to betray somebody. Somebody's got to be like, somebody's got to do something awful, and I'm really scared.
I'll be real. I don't think I'm capable of that.
I'm just like, you're going to get me attached to a best friend, and then they're going to be like, actually, it's me. I did it all. I caused the shame.
I don't feel that at all. I always feel like they're always going to be there for me. Like, they're going to take care of me. Yeah, it's going to be okay. Like, that's, I feel like if I go into an RK Ashwick book, like, my friends are going to be okay. They're going to be there for me.
That's a good point.
It's not like, say, like stepping into a George R. R. Martin world and going, probably gonna last a day.
It's like, I'm not trusting any of these people.
No. My favorite are when the author is like, nobody is safe except the dog. The cat companion is gonna be fine. No,
the animals are fine.
No. I don't know what to tell you about people or humanoids. The pet's fine.
Yeah, that's another thing I could never do. I don't think I could ever kill off a pet.
Yeah, because what was the? Oh, I don't remember exactly what it was.
It was a little robot in
Eli's shop.
Yeah, what's
Tom the automaton.
Yeah,
Tom the automaton. I remember being really afraid for Tom for a minute. They're like,
no, he's okay.
What happened to Tom?
Tom will be fine.
Oh, good. So do you have, I guess that's kind of a similar question, like what it's like going back and forth. Do you enjoy writing in one style versus the other? Like, do you, I'm like, oh, I love the more modern side with Rival, and I can be more, less specific in my language. Or are you just like, once I get in that zone, I'm in that zone and it's fine.
I think maybe it's a little bit easier to get in. And they both kind of, I feel like it was a little bit easier to write Rival than it was to write Straight Spirit. Pretty difficult to write Spirit well, if I'm being honest, because it was really my first time where I had to nail down like a book too, and I've never done that before.
Yeah.
And I just assumed, I was like, oh, Spirit will be more difficult, but Captured Cauldron, which is book two of the other series, will be so much easier. And it's not really the case as I'm writing that. But for whatever reason, book three of the Loot Song series has been, I'm writing draft zero for that right now, and that's actually been pretty, knock on wood, easy. So yeah, I don't get it. I don't know what's going on.
So, okay, maybe do you have like a character where you're like, I love writing this character.
Oh,
this
my
character,
God.
This character makes my life so easy.
Aspen. Yeah, writing Aspen is so easy. Aspen and Ambrose, I think, are maybe the easiest characters for me to write, particularly since in book. So in book one, this is just, oh Lord, you can't see it. This is just Emery's point of view. And then book two is Emery and Cal's point of view. And then book three will be Emery and Aspen's point of view. And I just got to those chapters, and they're really fun to write, because I'm trying to delve into like, well, what kind of comparisons would a spirit make? What observations would they make that are totally different from like Emery's point of view?
Right, and what you would assume.
A lot of like nature metaphors and like just noticing things that just Emery wouldn't even like realize what's happening. So really excited to lean into that.
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed.
We need a character like that, and you made me just like think about Aspen. Kind of gives me like vibes of my 5-year-old niece, because she notices so many things that I would walk by and she's like, Mimi, look at these flowers, they are so beautiful. And she literally makes you stop and smell the roses, and it's like, I would have walked right past this weird like this floral display at a mall, and she's like grabbing you, like, no, look at this, or like, look at these lights, Mimi, they're so pretty. And I'm like,
that
you
is
are
very, that's really Aspen.
Cute.
That's so cute.
That's very Aspen, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, slow down a minute.
That's so fun. Do you have any of the characters that you relate to the most?
Yeah, I relate to a lot of them in different ways. Emery's anxiety. We're friends. sorry, Emery. That's what you get from me. Cal's love of just like being alone in a library with a book and like, don't bother me, I just want to be surrounded by books. I'm like, yep, girl, you got it.
Yeah.
And then I feel like, depending on the day, I can vibe with like Aspen's enthusiasm and love of flowers and just looking at flowers.
Yeah.
But then in many ways, like, we're very different. Like, Emery is such, like, an extrovert and is comfortable, like, on stage. And I'm like, no, can never be me.
No.
Yeah, Cal is really into, like, scientific research. And I'm like, girl, I ain't that smart. And then, of course, Aspen, I think, like, they're just overall levels of, like, boundless energy and a little bit of, like, stubbornness is very different from me. I think that makes sense. I feel like every author kind of puts different facets of themselves in different characters.
Yeah.
I love it.
Cal, to me.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I love that you can pick out, like, very specific things from each of them. And you're like, this is the part of my soul that I put into you.
It's like Inside Out.
It's so sweet.
Yeah. Like Inside Out. Yeah.
Once you realize you're doing it, you kind of just have to accept it.
Yeah, you're like, this is just going to be you. Mm-hmm. Cal was so relatable to me when she's trying to talk to Aspen and get answers from them, or she's trying to help Aspen and Emery, but you can see her, like, vibrating with all the questions that she has. And she's like, if I don't get this information, if I can't ask my question soon, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like,
and that never really stops for her either, just because the events of book one, like, the world of spirits kind of really spirals wider in book two and then even wider in book three. And so there's just, like, always things that she is learning and eager to learn about and is just kind of going nuts over, which is fun.
Yeah, I bet that's fun. Was it like, did it take research to write about what a researcher she is and, like, how she would think if you're not that research-minded person?
I didn't really have to do as much research just because I'm not really, like, going into detail on, like, this is the sort of paper that she's writing. This is, like, the specifics. I had to do a little bit more of that for Rival just because I was, like, we go so in-depth into, like, this is what Ambrose and Eli are making and, mm-hmm. like, the illustrations that have, like, the charts. Like, that I had to do research for. Cal, less so, which, thank goodness.
Speaking of illustrations, so I know you did the ones in Rival, right? Did you also mm-hmm. do the ones in... the Lute Song series?
I know. No, so I worked with two different artists. So for Stray Spirit, I worked with an artist in Spain named Lucia, and she did the map and the illustrations in traditional, like, hand pencil. And then for Spirit Well, I worked with a German illustrator living in Scotland named Tristan, and they did the illustrations in ink. And then what I'm hoping to do for book three is find another illustrator to work in charcoal.
That is so,
so how cool. How did you do that? How do you find people? Do you just, like, I don't know, do you find them on social media or are you just, yeah?
Yeah,
just
I found both of them on Instagram, actually, just going through, like, the pencil illustration tag, the ink illustration tag.
Is there, like, a meaning behind the different mediums for each book? Or you're just like, I just want to check all the boxes?
No, I started with pencil for Stray Spirit because I felt that that would work for, like, a more traditional, like, fairy tale vibe. And then I felt that ink would maybe look a little bit more refined for Spirit Well, just because we are in kind of, like, a fancier city and high society. And so I really liked that more contrasty look. And then charcoal, we're actually kind of heading into the deeper forest. Kind of back to, like, the roots of spirits and, like, kind of the oldest spirits. And so charcoal has kind of a scratchier, wilder look. And so I want to see what that could look like for book three.
The level of thought that you put into that is, like, amazing.
That is so cool.
Yeah, that is so, like, and that's things that people wouldn't think about. So I'm glad we're talking to you because people will know, like, there's a method and there's meaning and reason behind decisions. Each. And it may make people want to, like, look at other books and be like, what about this? Have I missed?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know if either of you have read, oh God, what's the really long book? It's not Jekyll and Hyde. It's, like, Mr. Norrell, Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell.
I have it. I cannot make myself. I haven't made myself do it yet. I want to.
It's massive, and I haven't finished it.
It's a weapon.
It is. It's a chonker. It's a head chonker. I did teach a friend what that phrase meant earlier today. It was great. But there are some really nice illustrations in that one that, gosh, I want to say they're pencil, but they almost have, like, a smudgy, dreamlike look around the edges because they're not in, like, a neat square. And, yeah, it's just, it really fits, like, the vibe of the magic in that book. So I recommend checking at least those illustrations out because they're really cool.
I'll look at it when we stop recording.
So I know we're here to talk about Spiritwell, but you did recently release an audiobook for Rival, right?
I did, yeah.
What was that process like? I'm so curious.
It was a very special process. I sort of assumed that I would never like be able to make audiobooks. I was like, oh, only fancy people make audiobooks. And then I have a friend who is a voice director who was dating a voice actor and like regular actor. And they both came to me and they were like, hey, we really want to make an audiobook of this book. We read your book. We loved it. Like, we want to like make this happen. And I was like, okay, because I had just watched the actor. He was Hamlet in Hamlet, and he was a mate. Like, he was so. Yeah. And I was like, I'm sorry, you want to narrate my book about two gay potioneers? Like, what? Like, the contrast, the range.
Oh my god!
So yeah, it was really fun being able to talk to them, like, two men in a relationship about this book, about two men in a relationship, and not just seeing their interpretation of the characters and talking to them about the characters, but seeing how well they knew each other and like the kind of like subconscious language that they had when giving each other direction in the booth, when we were like nailing down the character voices. That was also just really like special and fun to see. So, and I mean, it just came out so good. So like, I just want people to listen to it so I can talk to them about the performance.
Amazing.
It was really fun.
Cool. I love that so much.
Oh my gosh.
I, need to, like,
I can't imagine.
With
I know. Audience. Yeah. I want to listen to it now.
Do it. Cause yeah, there are certain moments where I'm like, oh my God, Brendan just nailed this so well. Like, I'm pretty sure I've told him this multiple times too, but I'm pretty sure I was like, I think Ambrose possessed you when you were in the booth. Like, I guess, yeah. I think that's what happened.
Oh, what potion did you drink?
That's yeah. Like, he might need to smudge that space. I don't know.
Yeah. Something's going on in there. Oh my gosh. Well, we're going to manifest that these two, or even somebody else, is going to want to do the same with Lute Song, because we're going to need that too.
That would be really fun.
That's amazing. I love that.
Though I don't. Okay. So for Lute Song, because there are like song lyrics in it, I don't write music. And so I don't know what the melody would be. So like, how do other audiobooks handle songs?
I think I want to say I listened to the Hunger Games and the narrator sang the words, but I don't know, like, do they just assume the melody, or
some
people
together.
Write books who aren't very musical.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, they might have to bring in another, like, a third party maybe to do the
music. Right, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe. Yeah, because there's going to be like, there's song lyrics in Stray Spirit, there's different song lyrics in Spirit Well, and then there will be a third song in The Spirit's Curse, which is book three. And so all of them would need like a melody to go with. I don't know, that's really intimidating to me.
But that could be so fun.
It could be if it turns out cool. But like, what if like words that I wrote years ago don't actually translate to like a good song rhythm, and then I'm just like, oh my god, like, I don't know
it's
guys
printed in books somewhere.
I feel like when I read it in like rhythm.
Yeah, you read it melodically, even without a melody. You're still like,
I don't really know how to explain.
Don't read
that.
It as word. You don't read it as a sentence.
It's
like
not
a
words.
Sentence.
It's their lyrics. I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It makes sense in my head as a song.
It
I
makes
couldn't,
my brain
I couldn't
itchy
give you like the melody that is happening in my head, but there's something happening there.
Yeah.
Now I want somebody to come and do this, because now I want to hear it.
Can someone out there please set the lyrics to a song? I don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
It's itching our brains, guys. Come on.
We don't know what to do with our hands about this. How does this work?
Oh my god.
We need to message Emily Wibberly and Austin Siegman Broca, because they just did the breakup tour, and we talked to them and they had lyrics.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have an audiobook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
How does that work?
Yeah. How does this process work? How does this happen?
I have questions. I have so many questions.
Yeah. Can we get your music person on the podcast so we can just pick their brains?
That would be so fascinating. My goodness.
Okay, as a repeat offender, you know that we have some questions that we always ask. Mm-hmm. And one of them is, we have our segment that we call Fictional Boyfriend of the Week, where it doesn't have to necessarily be a boyfriend. It's just what we call the segment. But it's like that character this week is my boo thing. And Rhi was mine this week. Do you have any fictional characters where you're like, I love that character? It doesn't have to be one you wrote. It can be.
The one I have in mind, and people listening who know this property will probably call me really basic, but it's Astarion from Baldur's Gate 3. Either of you play Baldur's Gate.
Listen, our friend Lana Ferguson is the same person. Yes. The last time we had her on, we're like, we're gonna ask you the question, but we know the answer.
Yeah. You guys have me wanting to play. I'm not gonna
like,
lie.
I'm not really a video game person, but like, I kind of want to dive into
this. I'm curious. I've heard you can be part of a thruple with this.
How do I answer that?
If you choose to be, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Interesting.
I guess so. Astarion, I don't want to like spoil too many things. Astarion has a very interesting trauma and relationship with relationships and power dynamics and relationships and why he thinks people would want to be in a relationship with him. And so, yes, he will let you also be like dating one of the other characters, but whether that's really the healthiest for the relationship,
right?
It's probably not. But the game doesn't stop you from doing it.
I'm so fascinated by this game.
I know, I am too.
I literally don't know anything about the premise.
Our friend Aura too is very into Astarion, and I'm like, I'm gonna end up playing it. I feel it. I'm gonna play it like 5 years later, where everybody's got a new game that they're playing, and I'm like, you guys,
Astarion.
I get it. I get the Astarion fascination. I see it.
I love it.
Yeah, so, that's a good one.
Yes, for sure. So you know, the other question we always ask is, we know we love your books, but what are you reading? What are you recommending?
Ooh, I am trying to get through kind of a backlog of cozy fantasies that I should have read like a year ago and just haven't. So I just finished up Drinks and Sinkholes by S. Usher Evans. And then I need to find a copy of Cursed Cocktails. And so Drinks and Sinkholes is about an innkeeper with amnesia, and sinkholes start opening up in the little town of Pigsend, and one opens up like right by her front door in the inn. And so she has to figure out why these sinkholes are occurring and stop them before her whole inn can like fall into the sinkhole. But in terms of like vibes, it's very small town vibes. There's like a big old mole man that she talks to who likes to knit with his like claws. It's very cute. And then Cursed Cocktails, I think, and I hope I'm not wrong on this, it's a retired adventurer who opens up a bar. And so very, very Legends and Lattes-ish. But yeah, they're very big, cozy books that I am trying to
I need more on. Cozy.
Giant mole man reminded me of the little tiny mouse in, I think it was Bookshops. It might have been Legends and Lattes.
Honestly, same vibes. Same vibes.
Yeah, the little tiny guy is so scared, but he's the baker.
Oh, the Ratkin. Yeah. Who invents like cinnamon rolls and biscotti. Yes.
Oh my gosh. He's so teeny tiny, and he's got like, he's like whispery all the time, and he's so timid, but everybody's like, we love you though. What, like, why are you so scared of us?
Adorable. Yeah, I've been in a lot of like high fantasy recently that is very stressful. So
you need
thank you for the
fantasy.
Cozy.
Yeah.
We can always cozy swing back and forth.
Yeah.
Look, you need the cozy to offset the high fantasy, high stakes, everything is awful and
the world is
our
ending.
Best friend is about to die, and
yeah,
the lovable side character is getting a lot of attention.
Oh no.
When you go for the fantasy book, when you're like, I gotta get a cozy book.
Yeah.
It's a nice palate cleanser, I would say.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Can you tell us about what's coming next? You said there's a book 3 for Loot Song, book 2 for Rival. Can you tell us anything about those?
Yes. So I am hoping to release Captured Cauldron, which is book 2 for the Rival series. That's the Side Quest Row series, in October. And then we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping I can release book 3 for both series and like wrap both series next year. But because I still work a full-time job, releasing two books a year is like pretty difficult. And so I might need to revisit that. It would be nice to just be like 2025, I'm wrapping both series so I can move on to like some new series and stuff like that. But I also don't want to push myself too hard. So we'll see what happens.
Nice. I don't blame you. And I'm gonna need you to do whatever it takes so that you can be rested when our manifestation comes through and Amazon is like, we got to produce this series. Because yes. I need to see Arrival Most Vile on this, like on
it
the
would
screen.
Be so epic.
I would die. Yes. I want either that or I want a like Stardew Valley-esque game just on Rosamund Street. Like yes. either dating sim or a little like shop management game with romancing options. Like I need that for my soul.
This has to happen.
Oh my god!
I need
yes.
it like to be like Dreamlight, yes. Animal Crossing,
yes.
Stardew,
yes.
all oh of it, gosh. Where you can just go and buy potions.
Yes,
at the shops.
Universe, oh, we need this. This needs to exist. This would make,
and then it can have a companion game for if you want to be an adventurer and still go back. You know,
yes.
you can
oh,
do both.
I would love like a Fantasy Life. I don't know if either of you played like the DS Fantasy Life. But very, very cute. Yeah, you just, you go out, you hit monsters, you press A, and then you go back into the little city and like you craft stuff and then you go out.
Oh, I love
very
that.
Simple combat, very cute.
Oh, yes, yes. This needs to
that.
Happen. Universe.
That manifesting
listen.
It, it's going to happen.
Yes.
We need games and a show or movies, whatever.
We need the
whatever.
Whole franchise.
Yes.
Yes. We want
we
it all
full
visually.
Franchise. Yes. Absolutely.
All of the above.
I love it. Well, as yes. you know, this is your second time on the podcast.
Yeah, you've already got the disclaimer.
You've got the disclaimer, but we're going to remind you again that mm-hmm. now that you have been on the podcast, you are legally obligated to come back
you're
for all
still
the
obligated. You're still obligated.
It's all
we can't release you. We can't release you from this obligation. We won't.
So sorry.
Even if
it's
we could.
In perpetuity.
Yeah.
You're just
happy
stuck
to be
with
stuck
us forever.
In that contract.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. By the time this episode comes out, Spiritwell will be out in the world. So
yay.
Everybody go pick up a copy of The Stray Spirit and The Spiritwell. I'm obsessed with them already.
I know.
So
I can't wait.
Wait
I just need the weekend to get here so I can finish.
I know. But I need
the
life
Stray
to like.
Spirit. Yeah.
I need my life needs the coziness. So I need like it to
yeah.
calm down so I can have it.
Yeah.
So go pick up these books. They're amazing. And while
here,
you're
I'll
at it, you might
you
as well.
Stray Spirit.
Oh, I have the other one.
Spirit Well.
And then, and while you're at it, you might
and
as
Arcane's
well
got
go
them
get
both.
Arrival Most Vile as well while you're at it. I mean, why not? They're all,
yeah.
It's so cute. Thank you for hanging out with us again. It has been a blast. We can't wait for the next one.
Thank you so much. It's been so fun.
Kiss your cat thanks. For us, please. Yes. They've been very well, yes. but she's been very well behaved.
Yeah. She's actually been running around. You just can't see her because of the background.
She's
sorry.
Perfect.
She's perfect. Great. She's fine. She's part of the team.
Tell her her aunties love her.
I will. I'll give her a
treat. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll talk
all
soon.
Right. We'll talk to you soon in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. All right.
Bye.
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 Oh, I love her. I always
such
get
a
so
blast.
Excited.
Such a blast.
Well, she was one of our first guests, wasn't she?
She was. She was very
one of our
early
first
on.
Authors. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see if I can pull up exactly when we had her because mm-hmm. she was very early on. It was very
she had to, she had us in our like completely unhinged. We don't
oh,
know anything
was,
what we're doing.
She was, oh my gosh, yeah. She was our fourth author.
Yeah.
She was our third interview of 2023. So it was after, and that was after Amber and Lauren. So we were definitely not prepared, just like we weren't today. Full circle.
I'm rarely super
full
prepared.
Circle.
If you hear me super prepared.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, get a lottery ticket.
Honestly, something's wrong.
Can you hear the show dog?
No. Is he?
Of course he stops now. He was like whining really
of
loud.
Of course. Silly, silly, silly puppy.
Oh, I can't wait for the next rival book.
This is so exciting. I need to go get the audio because I want to
hear that.
Yeah, that'll be so much fun. Yeah, when she posted or when she mentioned like the audiobook, I was like, that's so exciting.
I want that.
Yeah. I never would have thought of a video game. and now I can't think of anything else.
I'm like, I can see my Switch over there, and I'm like,
I'm
you up and
so
play on Rosamond Street.
universe, please. We need it. We need
Yes,
it.
we're
It will
begging.
make the world a better place.
Yes, and it will help with my anxiety to just be able to play another cozy game.
Please, please. Do we want to do some
Good.
announcements or an announcement?
Yeah,
Not
an
some.
announcement.
An announcement. Next week, we have a new bestie joining the podcast. I actually got her book in the mail today. Katie Go
I got a
Lightly
feeling it's
is joining
on the
us.
way for me.
This is the first book. I was like messaging with her and I was like, I need the books. I'm going to order. And so I got like the swag pack and everything because I'm extra. I was like, I need all the things. I already know. So Katie Go Lightly is going to be joining us next week on the podcast. We're going to attempt to talk about her series, but there are two books and neither of us has read either of them yet. And we're very overwhelmed. And we're very excited about the books, but we're also very overwhelmed. So we'll do our best. But
Because
I'm
we're
really
recording
excited.
early.
Yes, we are also recording early, but I'm really excited to talk to her. She seems like one of us. One of us. So I'm very excited. It's going to be a good time either way. So that's coming up next week. Yay. And then
Yay!
next week we get to announce the big thing.
I cannot believe this. I
I
cannot
can't believe
believe this.
it's finally here. So next week we will have a super epic announcement.
A major announcement
Super.
that we have been holding on to for a year at this point.
Guys, it has been so long.
Yeah, it's been a
So long.
long, long, long time.
It has been all, yeah, like maybe
Almost
like
a year.
11 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, it has been a very, very long time. And now it's happening. So,
Cannot believe this.
yeah. So stay tuned next week. And now
Worth the
is it time
wait.
for a spiel?
Let's do a
Yes.
spiel.
Alrighty. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you're listening to us. Please follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. You can visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, which houses all of our episodes, as well as our blog, which has many book reviews and recommendations. So check both of those things out. If you are interested in early access to podcast episodes, video episodes, exclusive early announcements, bonus content, lots of fun things. You can subscribe to our Patreon. Head to theincoherentfangirl.com/Patreon. All the info will be there for you. If you are interested in some Incoherent Fangirl merch, we do have a shop. Head to theincoherentfangirl.com/shop to check all of that stuff out. We still do have our limited edition Intruder Alert shirt, which Angie posted a picture of earlier today that she
I
got it. I was so excited. It's so cute. It's so soft, you guys. It's
I
so,
put it
so
in my
soft.
I put it in the cart today, and then I realized my card was downstairs, but I've made a move
You're getting there.
to go order it. Maybe
So
by the end of the month, I'll
you'll
have done
also
it.
have it. And just remember, when March is over, the shirt will be
It's
gone.
gone.
So if you want it, now is the time to do it. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that were pretty, you would be lying to me today because I feel like shit.
You're beautiful. If you don't talk to my best friend like that. Excuse me. We don't do that in this house.
She's rough today.
And she's beautiful today
It's
and
been
every
a day.
day. She's
But
gonna get the people's elbow if she don't stop.
you can send all of that goodness to our inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you are listening to us on. Please give us your words. We love
Yes, we want
words.
your words.
She is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
She's a Miss Made in China on all the things.
And once you have followed us on social media and you followed the podcast on social media, you can head over and support our internet besties because, first of all, they're the best. And second of all,
Duh.
we support self-care and shopping is self-care. So you should do that.
And we support small businesses. Hi.
We do that absolutely. Plus, why pay full price when you can get a discount from your besties?
You shouldn't do that.
First stop, you're going to head over to herecomesthenerd.com, use code fangirl, and you'll get 20% off your first order.
And once you've got all your artsy goodies, you're going to head to onceuponabookclub.com, buy a few book boxes by some leftover items that they have that they've got for sale. We've got two codes that you can use. We love you no matter which one you use. They don't stack, so you have to pick one. You can use either code Karen10 or Mandy10 for 10% off, but you have to make sure you spell Karen right.
Otherwise, you will get 0% off and stern looks from the both of us.
And judgment.
Mm-hmm. And once you have done that, you're going to head over to entrancingelixirs.com to get some tea and coziness. You're going to use code FANGIRLTEA to get 10% off your order. But remember, unlike Karen, there is no I in fangirl. It's FANGRLTEA.
And then we've been talking about how I don't even have to read it to know I'm in love with Bash. Head to amberdlewis.com, get all of the Fire and Starlight Saga. Go. I don't know if pre-orders are up yet, but join her newsletter so you can be the first to know when pre-orders are up for her new series. Join her Patreon for all the extras and perks. I get the cutest stickers every month. It's wonderful. And we support our authors in this house. It's not a lot of money every month. Support your girl so she can keep doing what she's doing. And if you go to her shop at amberdlewis.com and use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off.
Which is awesome. And you're going to want to get like two or three of everything so you can share.
Maybe four. Mm-hmm.
Maybe
that way if somebody borrows it, you don't have to worry about them getting it back.
Nice even dozen, you know. That sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. And once you finish supporting us and our internet besties, it's time to head over and support the show husband. Are we supporting him now? Did he fix things?
Well, so the thing is, I keep forgetting about it until I'm up here. I brought two pieces of wood up here to fix it and then left the pieces of wood here and didn't fix it. Well, eventually. Okay. We like the show husband, though. So you're going to want to.
As soon as pie, though.
That's true.
That is offensive. He's on thin ice.
It's pie day. And there's no pie.
He's on thin ice.
And he went to the gas station on the way home and did not bring me a treat.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Baby, what is you doing?
I don't know.
I guess we'll support him for now, and we'll see if
we'll just see if he stays on thin ice or if it gets any better. So once you're done with this episode, you're gonna go listen to the next episode of The Paranormal Mind. Listen out for yours truly. I think it's about quantum immortality, or that might have been last week. I don't know. It's timey wimey. I can't keep track.
Yeah,
because this next week is our 2 weeks from now. That seems very mathematical to me.
Wait, I can't.
The next week that we're listening
we're done.
I don't know what their episode is going to be about.
Too much timey wimey shit. That sounds like a lot of math.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't do that here.
I don't know what this episode is about. It's going to be good. anyways, rate and review them wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you head to searchersbelieve.com and use code FANGIRL10 in the shop, you'll get 10% off. So FANGIRL10 at searchersbelieve.com/shop. Follow Searchers Believe and The Paranormal Mind everywhere.
Yay. We love them.
Yeah, we'll keep them. You. They're all right.
Thanks for listening to the Incoherent FANGIRL. We love you.
Bye. Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at HereComesTheNerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.